With stations all over the U.S., North America, Puerto Rico, Guam, and by satellite, we are Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. Find me at ConnieWillis.com for more information and great deals with my Project Creepy Hotspots, taking you to live investigations of the real deal, Bigfoot, Dogman, hauntings, and strange lights. The real. Tonight with Lynn Buchanan, our psychic spy. Lynn, can you kind of talk up? We got open lines going on right now. We're going to take some calls here, but beforehand, can you talk up that artwork that you put on our coasttocoastam.com website?
Well, I've always done paintings, and I would do a painting and finish it, and the oils, I always worked in oils. And the next day I'd come in and, maybe I need to touch it up a little here, you know. And after a few days, I touched it up so many times that it was totally ruined. And one time, my wife, Linda, said, look, why don't you do this on the computer? Once you get it the way you really like it, then do it in oil. And so I started trying to do it on the computer and just fell in love with computer art. For one thing, it's much more difficult than with oil paints or acrylics or anything like that. I just fell in love with it, and I've been doing computer art ever since.
Yeah, I think ever since I've known you, you were doing that. And I've heard it's very, very difficult. But what I like about it, I mean, I don't know if this is true or not, but one of the initial thoughts I thought when I saw it was, hey, here's some insight into Lynn's mind here of things he's seen along the way. So it's interesting to look at it.
Yeah. Well, I know when you were looking at him, you said, where is this? It's in my mind. That's where it is.
It's amazing stuff. I'm like, well, your mind has seen a lot. And of course, your sense of humor comes out as well when you look at the one that's called Aliens at a Human Art Exhibit. You know, it's a little human, a little alien family, right? On a parquet floor. Yuck, I hate parquet. It's perfect.
What's called Trouble,
Oh, that was good. Yeah. They're all so different, but they're all out of your mind. And you're out of your mind here. But I've heard it's really hard to do that. I've heard that.
Well, so maybe not out of my mind. Maybe it's just kind of loose on its motor mounts or something. I don't know.
Hey, speaking of out of your mind, you retirees, man, what's up with you all growing your hair and putting little ponytails in the back? Just don't do a bun or I'll come up there myself and take it down.
Well, listen, I was asked, you know, why do soldiers retire, grow their hair long, and move out to the desert like I did, you know? And you want to hear the reason why?
Okay.
In the military, you have a mission, and your job value is how well you help with the mission. Everybody's on the same mission together. You're working together for a common goal. Your buddies have your back. You have their back. And you're not vying for the next raise in pay or the next, you know, whatever. And you retire from that and you get out into the civilian world and it's dog eat dog and everybody is, you know, you don't have buddies, you have friends, but you don't have buddies and all that. And the civilian world is a dangerous place.
Yes.
It really is. And you know, after a while, a soldier who's used to a life of having buddies who have your back for, you know, will die for you. Mm. And you get out into the civilian world, you grow your hair long and you head for the desert. You know, what can I say?
Yeah. And by the way, real quick, before we take a call, you also in that Alamogordo area, the other people that took the courses with me, we all thought, why are there so many MIT folk here? There's nothing there. There's like a bowling alley and a Wendy's or something. It's like nothing was there. Why would you guys with such intelligence live
New
there?
Mexico has the highest percentage of PhD per capita of any other state in the union, even New York, California, and all that, per capita, you know, and the highest percentage per capita. But we have the proving grounds here. We have just hundreds and hundreds of highly classified research projects out here. We have the starriest nights you'd ever want to see. And we have observatories. We have, well, right here in town, there's the Space Museum. And one of the things that I used to do for the first 5 or 6 years I was here was any space junk that comes in, comes back from space, gets sent to Alamogordo. We either rebuild it and send it out to museums, or, you know, we use it in some other way, but we refurbish things and like that and send them out to other museums around the world and all that. And so, you know, this is a scientific place. You go up in the mountains above town here, and you'll pass these little cabins that are out in the woods, I mean, just ramshackle cabins, and the person that's in that cabin may have 12 PhDs. And
I know, it's amazing. we thought there was something more to it, and maybe we'll never know either. Wild card line number two, Carl out of Boston. Carl, welcome to Coast to Coast. Do you have a question for myself or Lynn or both, or what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I guess I had a question. If she wrote it down, because I just forgot, but something else into my mind. But I also have a comment. But anyway, I guess I'll just come up with a question. You know, well, my comment is, I'll say my comment first and then I'll ask the question. Is I guess it's a part of question and a comment, but, you know, I'm feeling that the time travelers are stealing the casino, and I kind of have semi-quasi-proof. Not proof of time travel, but I guess the thing is, it's just that, you know, some people come in and, you know, they don't bet nothing. And then, you know, they bet $500 on, you know, the bonus and, you know, win $15,000. And then, you know, it's like they disappear. I don't know what to say, but it just seems I'll put this in the question. Is it possible for, you know, remote viewing to be similar to time travel?
Oh, well, remote viewing is the collection of information. So we collect information and give it to police or the military or something like that. It's a collection of information. Now, to go into a casino and collect mentally the information of what's going to be on the next roulette, you know, the roulette ball is going to drop, which slot is going to drop into. Yeah, that would be like remote viewing. Time travel? No, I don't think so.
You know what, Lynn, I remember a guy.
I will tell you one thing. If you pop down $50 and you win $5,000, you better
run.
Get out of that casino quick.
Run. Take the money and run. I think somebody wrote a song about that.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
There was a guy that we had met along the way in my journeys, and everybody believed he was a hybrid. I mean, totally 100%, half and half, boom. He had powers, abilities unbeknownst, he had said that he would actually time travel, go back in time, grab something, bring it back with him, and then, you know, he'd sell it as an artifact What do you think of that? And that's how he'd make his money. What do you think of that?
I would say at that point, show me your data.
Show me your data.
prove it. Yeah.
He would have showed you the artifacts, probably. I'm just throwing it at you.
Artifacts, but, you know, he may be selling artifacts from the future, but can he prove they're from the future?
Well, I'll have to think about that one and get back to you on that. Thank you, Carl, for calling in. Wildcard line number 3, Walter out of Graham, Washington. Walter, thank you for joining us. Do you have a question here on Open Lines?
I'd like to ask your guest, since he's been in contact with the different alien races there, has he ran into a race that was doesn't have a capitalistic or entrepreneurial or whatever? They're more self-sufficient. They take care of themselves. They produce their own food. They don't have anybody taking care of them. A more sane society than the type of workaholic ants we are on this planet, wasting minerals and everything. Have you ran into any societies that are supposedly like that?
Well, like I say, in the military, we were never officially tasked to do any of that. Now, after the military, I got a contract with some space exploration companies, and I've got non-disclosure agreements, so I'm going to pick my words very carefully here. with some space exploration companies doing what's called area books. Mm. And that is politicians that they send overseas to a different country. They give them an area book for the country they're going to, so that they don't, you know, that tells about the customs, the language, the social structure, the religion, everything else, so that they don't get over there and do something stupid and start a war. And so there are space exploration companies that are at the point now to where they're interested in having area books for the exploration that they're doing. I'm picking words here.
And, I know you are.
Yeah. And so in doing that, we have done a lot of remote viewing on the different destinations, the planets there and all that. And so, yeah, we have run into cultures very similar to what you're describing.
You know, yeah, you better get out of that one fast, right? That was fun to listen to. You're tiptoeing around a little minefield. That was pretty fun. We knew that was going to come up tonight. You know, Lynn, it's always fun when you lay out, when we were at your place and you would lay out some old targets and we get to look at them and you'd let us look at them. You know, that was always fun to do, because I remember people looking at something else. I think they were more concerned about the spoons that were all bent in your home, but I was interested in the old targets, and I got to see some and learn about some really interesting things. So I'm glad I got to see some things before maybe they were known that they were out. That's all I'm saying. I got to sign an NDA too. But I loved what he was talking about, Walter, to even ask that question, because you know, this is humdrum 9 to 5, dun 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 dun, you know, just, you know, click, machine zombie type of thing. And so I agree with him. I would love to know what else is going on. What's a whole different way to live that's not such a, you know, money oriented, this is what you do, this is how you do it?
We've definitely not chosen the best method.
So, you know, I'm going to ask you that question on that note. out of all the things you've researched and looked and targeted, you know, viewed as targets and probably things that I know there's things you've never been able to talk about, but did you ever view and come to a deeper sensation or thought of one of my favorite things, and that is love?
Well, yeah. Uh-huh. It's a strong emotion. I think it's one of the most important emotions. I don't think I've ever talked about this to you. When it comes to the I don't want to get off on this topic. I'll say this, but I don't want to get off on this topic, period. When it comes to remote influencing, you get someone like Saddam Hussein, okay, who is just bat crap crazy and had no regard for human life, whatever, and you want to influence him. What he will respond to at the most basic subconscious level is your concern for him. And so you learn that an almost loving concern is the best way to help somebody heal, to change their life, to make their life better. And you can get to where you can feel sorry for Saddam Hussein and try to help him rather than just, you know, try to get even or revenge or anything like that. And when you do, that concern and that loving care to accomplish any goal is more powerful than any other emotion. Yeah.
Hmm. I would have never thought it would lead that way, but I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I totally see that.
That's what he would respond to most.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you kill these people. What's that going to do to you? You know, and how would Mohammed feel about you, you know, for doing this, and, you know, and, maybe I shouldn't do it then, you know.
This is Lynn Buchanan. It's Open Lines. We're talking with him. He is one of the psychic spies from the Cold War. Talking about his greatest adventures. You're asking questions, so we're going to come back with more phone calls. You can find out more about Lynn by going to his website, and that is www.crviewer.com. He's got a book out, The Seventh Sense. It's been out for a while. Also, Gravity Can Be Your Friend, two great books. And he's also got courses and classes online that you can take and learn remote viewing from him. So more to come. Open Lines here, Connie Willis, Coast to Coast AM. It's another very interesting show here on Coast to Coast AM, Real Theater of the Mind Radio. Connie Willis here, along with Lynn Buchanan. Lynn, it's Open Lines. We've got a ton of calls, so let's see if we can't answer these together. Maybe it's your call, maybe it's my call, but let's do this. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Okay. Got the coffee pot going? Everything okay? let that ponytail down, baby. Let's do this. All right. So let's go to, oh my goodness, there's so many calls on here. Let's go west of the Rockies. Jesus in California. Jesus, welcome to Coast to Coast.
Hi, Connie. You're the best host ever. And I relate your love and your to George Norrie's love, and I've never heard two best hosts that two best people that I love to listen to you. I love your laugh and just God bless. And my question for Lynn is the paranormal. I heard you talk about some of the people that you've associated with paranormal, but I really wanted to know, because I'm listening since the Art Bell, Dr. or Major Dames, Dr. Doom, if you had any association with him. And the the last question would be about animals with a remote viewing. So, do you understand what I'm asking?
Oh yeah, yeah. Ed and I have known each other for a long time. A lot of people have trouble with Ed, and for me, I can like somebody without liking what they do, and many of the things that Ed has done haven't set well with me, but I'm not going to, you know, toss him out as a friend. I mean, Ed's, you get to know him, he's a nice guy, yeah.
Did you say, who was the person that had the incident? Who had the incident that they, who was it that you had said had an incident along the way during all the time that you guys were all working together, or and they really freaked out at one point? Was that him?
At which time, which of those times are you talking about?
Okay, I guess I hit that.
Yeah.
No more?
Well, that was a serious question. Which of those times are you talking about? There were many.
Oh, I remember just even hearing the fact that that's what was very, that was a turning point, that they, I guess, viewed something and it just really blew their mind, I guess.
Oh, well, yeah, that was a pretty common occurrence.
So that was with all of you then? It wasn't just Ed, or it was all of you?
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. The experiences you have when you learn this technique are, let me give you an example. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One of the first, perfect sight integration, experiences that I had. I had been given a sealed envelope, and I did it, and I found myself in a place, and there were some stairs going up, and I went up the stairs and went into this hallway, and the hallway was just filled with sand. Now, habit of mind, I never view with my shoes on. I got into this habit, I don't know where, but, you know, I don't view with my shoes on. And I could feel the sand under my feet. Down at the end of the hallway was an opening to the outside. And so I walked down this hallway and leaned out. And it was this really almost destroyed-looking surface of a structure that was leaning back, and I looked out. I saw the sun, which was a strange color, and the sun was dimmer than usual, and I saw these like ruins around this whole flat desert type area, and I was not accustomed to the perfect sight integration experience. And so right about that time, I thought, excuse the language, what the hell? And was immediately back in the viewing room at the table. But the target was the Sedona area there on Mars. And this is one of the things about controlled remote viewing. Your mind goes these places, and your mind experiences these things. And, you know, there's always been the old quandary, is the reality in your mind, or is it physical, and a lot of scientists now are saying it's all mental. And the thing is, if you have mentally had the experience of walking on Mars, you haven't left any footprints, and yet that becomes part of your life experience. I know what it feels like to walk on Mars. I know how cold it felt on my face, and the wind was, and I know the colors. And it was a couple of years after that target, that I was in a laboratory and saw a picture, you know, the original picture, evidently, of the Sedona region. And, you know, they can read your license plate from 250 miles up through a cloudy sky on Earth. You telling me they can't take a picture of a mountain that's not fuzzy, you know?
Yeah.
And there was this, in the Sedona region, this pyramidal type area, that there's a little dot where there's an opening on it. Oh. And, you know, I like to say mentally, not physically, because I'm not into woo-woo at all, but mentally, been there, done that, didn't get the T-shirt. I don't know how I got off on this from the question.
That's okay. I was going to just let you, I'll save you right now real quick. He also wanted to know about animals in remote viewing.
Okay, animals, yeah. Yeah, you can access animals mentally. Now, the thought process is don't think they're going to be human, because they're not. But it's not hard to access an animal mentally at their subconscious level, yeah.
Unless it's a cat.
Well, except for cats, you know. You know, it's like one of the ads that is played during your intermissions here. It said, a dog is man's best friend. And cats, maybe they have some friends too, but nobody knows.
And listen, I love cats, but I remember you saying that you viewed a cat one time.
It's like a hole in the universe. I mean, you know. I've got a picture of a cat sitting on a high cliff overlooking the sea, and he's looking out over the sea, and the caption says, Morris is sitting there at sunset, looking out over the sea and thinking, nothing, he's a cat.
I always thought it was like aliens, and they just had, you know, that was just a camera, and they'd look around, and it was just a camera. It was just a cat, you know.
I think cats are what the aliens would call aliens.
Going back to open lines here, Brian, wildcard line number 2 out of Washington State. Welcome to Open Lines, Brian. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Hello, Connie. Hi, Lynn. Excellent show.
Hi.
And a question for both of you, and there's like a million things that go through my mind, but I know Bigfoot, I was wondering what your guys thought. I always thought it was like a spirit, a realm from a different universe that comes in and then disappears. And I've always wondered about this one town, like I believe it's called Portlock, Alaska. 7 years ago, this Bigfoot scared off the town, and I believe it's still abandoned. I think they did a show on it. And I'm going to make this real quick, because last time I got in there, I just get too excited. And
yeah,
and they were seeing like footprints in the snow of the Bigfoot, yeah. And then they're like gone. And that, which makes me think that this could be a spirit from a different realm. And Lynn and Connie, one more quick thing, I'll just get off the air. I was wondering when you do, like, say you're walking on Mars and you feel it, you know you're there in your mind, And I was just curious, say 10 minutes of walking on Mars, when you're in your trance or what you call it, is that something like a split second thought in your mind, but you're actually doing this?
No.
I was just wondering the time.
It's real time. Yeah.
And I'll let you guys go. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay. And you're discouraged just from doing that, because the whole time you're doing that, you don't realize that you're actually physically sitting at a table with a pen and paper in front of you. So you're not reporting anything. When you come back for that experience, all you do is give a summary. And Ingo said, I don't want summaries. I want details. So don't you do that. And he would actually teach the monitors to not let people, he would discourage us from going into that state.
You all loved it, though. You loved being in that state.
Oh, I live for it. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Be like, here's $50 under the table. Leave me alone when I do it, you know?
Yeah. As far as Bigfoot, you were asking the wrong person. Connie's the one to ask about that.
What? But you know what? I mean, what if you, I can't be the, you know, I know I gave Lori Williams the target, but I, you know, you've had to have had that target before. I got to tell you, Lynn, I don't know what they are.
I've never had that target. No.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? When at one point you said, all right, make a folder, you guys, and put some targets that you'd like me to get to at one point. And I think you had us, we could put it in an envelope and hand it to you and you would get to it. Well, one of mine's still in that pile. What was that?
Sooner or later, I'd wind up getting to it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's in an envelope that you've got in there to look at. I don't know what they are. I have seen them. They have spoken to me through MindSpeak. Yeah. They have, you know, I've heard them scream and yell right there and like yards away, looking through the window at me, leaving prints and smacking the side of your RV, rocking your RV. And the MindSpeak is just amazing when they talk to you. They're real. And I believe with them, it's more about a relationship more than anything. And they do prank you and have fun. And they're just amazing. Yeah. Amazing. So you don't know anything about them?
I believe in them. There's so much evidence, it'd be hard put not to believe in them. I've never been tasked with it in remote viewing, no. And so on that level, I have no idea. And if anybody asks me about Bigfoot, I'll say, there's this lady named Connie Willis. You need to talk to her.
And I'll go, I've seen them, I've heard them, they talk to me, but I don't know what they are. But they are amazing. And when you see one, it changes your life.
Yeah.
And I believe in God, whether you say source, universe, I don't care. It makes God bigger. Your mind stretches. You literally hear it stretch. Because you're like, wait a minute. What? And then here's the bigger question to me is, okay, now God's even bigger when you see one and you're blown away because your whole body is like, this does not compute.
Yeah.
But you go, okay, wait a minute. You know that it's more intelligent. You know it.
Yeah.
And you're amazed. You're freaking out. And then you go, okay, I thought it was me, then God. What else is in between? Because that's definitely in between.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing stuff. We'll get you out on Creepy Hotspot yet. And George Norrie, we'll call in George Norrie, do a Where's Willis, and it'll be Lynn Buchanan and Connie. I love that. Let's go to Monterey, California, Wildcard Line 5. Joe, welcome to Coast AM and Open Lines.
Thank you, Connie. And thank you, Lynn. I want to know if were you ever in a situation, because this is like a two-part question. Were you ever in a situation where you're confronted by an ET with a physical body, they're incarnated or they're in a physical body, and they block your psychic ability and they are trying to get you to do something or for them? Nothing unusual, just something, well, maybe it is unusual. And also, do you think this ability to block us from thinking certain things, because I think they can do that, and also I know that they can implant memories in you. And do you think that maybe when people see a UFO and they don't remember to take the camera out of their car or get it or even film it while they have a camera, do you think that there's some kind of mind control with that?
I think probably.
And Lynn, we got 1 minute. 1 minute.
Okay, to answer your question, I have had an abduction experience. And Jim Mars has a book out called The Alien Agenda, and it's recorded in there. I don't think it's recorded anywhere else. But I've had an abduction experience, and
30 seconds.
Oh, was frozen. I came to, and then met the pilot of the craft and had a great time. Yeah.
Good job, Lynn. I got what you're going to. We can come back to it when we come back if you're going to be sticking around with us. Lynn Buchanan, it's open lines. You can ask myself or Lynn anything you'd like to ask. It's a lot of fun, and we've got more to come for sure. I think we can answer more. Thank you, Joe. It's open lines. Connie Willis, Coast to Coast AM.